I call on the representative of Armenia.
Thank you, Mr. President. It wasn't my intention to take the floor today, but I was forced to do so based on the accusations that were made by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan. But let me start by a quote from a favorite band of mine, Iron Maiden, and it's called, I'll bring a short quote. Ever had a conversation that you realize you've had before? Have you ever talked to someone and you feel you know what's coming next? It feels prearranged. Because you know that you've heard it before and you feel that this moment in time is surreal. Because you know when you feel deja vu. So I was feeling deja vu today. Because it seemed that whatever I heard today, I have gone through it at least a few days ago, yesterday, day before yesterday, the other day. And it seems the same constant accusations. But strangely enough also, a few weeks ago was the 150th anniversary of Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures Through Looking Glass. Surprisingly, the statement that was delivered now was exactly from that fairy tale. Everything was vice versa. Everything was confusing. Everything was upside down. I was wondering if this is also the case of good defense, best defense is good offense. So probably this is the idea behind all of these accusations. Probably there is a problem with short memory. But again, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan is not too young not to remember himself what has happened 20 years ago, 25 years ago, how Azerbaijan initiated the war against Armenia, against the people of Nagorno-Karabakh. But it's not surprising as well, because no one left in Azerbaijan to write the truth today. Everybody is behind the bars. Any free speech, any journalist, any blogger who is willing to write about the truth in Azerbaijan is immediately arrested. Let me touch upon a couple of issues that were raised in the statement. Committee on the Missing Persons. Just before coming to New York, I'm from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I had a meeting with the representatives of ICRC and discussing the issues of possibility of finally arranging a meeting between the two countries' committees of missing persons. Armenia has been repeating this appeal through ICRC to Azerbaijan for the last 10 years, probably constantly. We have passed our request to ICRC. The response is constant. Unfortunately, Azerbaijani Committee on Missing Persons has refused to have the next meeting, and this has been the response for the last 10 years. Speaking about the militarization, I was simply surprised about the accusations of Azerbaijani minister. Again, putting everything upside down. Azerbaijani president's statement calling Armenia, including its capital Yerevan, its own land, is simply surprising and appalling. I would simply suggest Azerbaijani speechwriters to have a look at the maps, ancient maps, medieval maps, maps of the pre-Soviet Union times, but definitely not the ones that are drawn in Azerbaijan based on the imagination of Azerbaijani scholars, one of whom has declared even that Noah was of Azerbaijani origin. Nowhere is acceptable. No militaristic rhetoric is acceptable and makes logic. So don't frighten us with the possibility of war. It was the result of that war of Azerbaijan trying to annihilate Armenian population that you lost. Instead of that, think about negotiations based on compromises. Probably Azerbaijan has also forgotten the fact of Mujahideen and other mercenaries fighting in the Azerbaijani army against Armenia and killing peaceful civilians. Maybe Azerbaijani minister is also not aware of hundreds of its citizens fighting among ISIS fighters who every now and then also appear on the Armenian border or the border of Nagorno-Karabakh. If Azerbaijan wanted peace in the region, then they definitely would be willing to allow international observers along the international border and the line of contact to have an impartial body announce who is responsible for ceasefire violations. But they won't allow that. Armenian Ministry of Defense has always confirmed its readiness to do it. This says a lot, I think. let me, in conclusion, paraphrase the words of the Azerbaijani speaker's statement. Nagorno-Karabakh has never, is, and will never be part of Azerbaijan, regardless of how many times you repeat it. In the end of my statement, I would like to address also briefly the statement made by the representative of Turkey. It was mentioned that major conflicts of the greater OSCE area remain unresolved. Turkey is determined to continue its efforts to facilitate a peaceful resolution to these conflicts on the basis of respect for sovereignty, territorial integrity, and viability of the internationally recognized borders. What about the people's right to self-determination, I would ask? And if that is the position of Turkey, I can assure you that no one can facilitate a solution based on one-sided, biased, predetermined, or prejudged approach. Thank you, Mr. President.